I gave this platform to God, okay? I'm on a very specific mission.
We have to identify who the real enemy is. We have to know, where does this infiltration come from? The American people need a warrior that's unafraid to point out the real enemy. The American people are deserving of truth, exposure, and extreme accountability for the crimes against humanity that are being committed. We're on the brink of the complete collapse of America, while at the same time at the precipice of an amazing victory. If we want to prevent our children from facing a future bloodbath, I mean, I'm talking mass amounts of bloodshed, we need to step up and fight this war, and we need to fight it now. Uncensored. I refuse to be silenced or muzzled. Unafraid. No man will intimidate me. Unstoppable.
Well, good evening and welcome to the Stu Peters Show. So as Americans, we have been told our entire lives that our country was built on the backs of free speech and religious freedom. I mean, these rights are so important to us. They were so important to our nation's founders that the very First Amendment to our Constitution protects your right to worship the God of your choosing, and then your right to say what you want to say, even if it offends the government or someone else. The United States Constitution is clear on this. No government in this country, be it local or state or federal, has the right to censor you or tell you what you can or cannot believe or say. But that's exactly, of course, what our federal government is doing. Right now, new legislation that we previously discussed on this program, which is being pushed under the name of the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, anti-Semitism, by the way, a fake word, has now been passed by the House of Representatives in a uniparty vote. The final tally was 320 votes in favor to 91 votes against, with 70 Democrats and 21 Republicans opposing the bill. So, on a rather large scale, both sides of the fake partisan divide came together and then came to the conclusion that protecting the narrative about not just Judaism, but about the modern nation state of Israel is more important, much more important than preserving the most sacred rights of the American people. Let that sink in. So now this legislation will head to the Senate, where it's also expected to pass, and then it'll be signed into law by Joe Biden, who likes to brag about being the most pro-Israel president in American history. And this legislation, it's not just an attack on free speech. No, there's a reason that I mentioned religious liberty at the top of this segment. The Anti-Semitism Awareness Act isn't about awareness at all. It's about silencing the American people, especially silencing American Christians. The architects of this bill, Republican Mike Lawler and Democrat Richie Torres, have come right out and said it. They admit it themselves. Just this week alone, Mike Lawler, who claims to be a Christian, told the press that he sponsored this legislation to, quote, crack down on speech that he and his fellow Unipartiers don't like, because it doesn't flatter the homosexual nation state of Israel, or because it raises too many questions about Jewish control of the United States and what the motivations behind it may be. Now, at its core, this ridiculous legislation targets colleges and universities, which have recently become massive scapegoats in the war on free speech. Under the bill, when the Department of Education enforces federal anti-discrimination laws, be it against a school or a group or a single student, it would be mandated that if someone or some entity is accused of anti-Semitism, the merits of the case will be weighed by reviewing the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's working definition of anti-Semitism. Yeah, you heard me right. It's a working definition, which means that it's a living and breathing, developing, evolving definition, subject to change at any time. Now, while the group behind this definition is known to pimp the Holocaust to enforce Jewish political and social values in the Western world, it's worth noting that even they say that this definition is non-legally binding. It's not for use in courtrooms or legislative chambers. But that hasn't stopped the House of Representatives, the United States Congress, and state governments around this country from moving to codify this working definition. Now, at this moment, the working definition consists of 11 planks describing various forms of so-called anti-Semitism. Among them is criticism of Israel and its genocide of the Palestinian people. So if you are anti-genocide, if you are against dropping bombs on the heads of innocent women and children and men in Gaza, that's illegal. Under this working definition of anti-Semitism, the gospel is declared hate speech. The New Testament of the Bible is considered anti-Semitic and thereby illegal. The definition clearly states that if you repeat the biblical truth, the historical fact that Jews were behind the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, you're an anti-Semite, whatever that means. You told the truth, so that means you hate Jews. At least that's what they're telling us. You know, it's kind of amazing how this anti-Semitism definition, it isn't meant to stop anyone from hating Jews. It's meant to stop people from discussing Jewish misdeeds throughout history that continue on to the present day. And this assault on free speech, this assault on Christianity that we're seeing from within our own government, it's only going to get worse as corporate news networks on all ends of the fake political spectrum continue hyping up a fake crisis of anti-Semitism as a segue to banning speech and attacking Christians. The average Fox News viewer, who just a few years ago would likely claim that they were some kind of free speech culture warrior, is now in massive favor of shutting down protests and commentary pushing back on Israel, its war crimes, its domination of not just American politics, but America's system of higher education, which maintains deep financial ties to Israel and Israeli brokerages. These are the people who are cheering on Greg Abbott as he sends in Texas state troopers to beat the hell out of anti-war college students. And look, make no mistake. It's not just a bunch of brainwashed conservatives who aren't conserving anything but Israeli influence getting behind this. This is bipartisan. This is supported throughout the entire Jewish-funded media. Turn on CNN. You'll see it. You'll see that much like Fox, you'll see a bunch of hysterical script readers in oversized glasses talking about how they're staring down the next Holocaust at Columbia University. It's absolutely ridiculous. But yet millions of Americans have been so cucked for so long by accusations of racism and bigotry and anti-Semitism and any other kind of ism that they're just going along with it. And there's absolutely no doubt that mixed into the crowd of everyday Americans erroneously supporting this legislation, there are good, God-fearing people who have just been led astray. That's a huge component of this. Good people with good intentions, people who want to live good lives and be productive members of their communities, are just emotionally brainwashed and programmed and blackmailed and gaslit into surrendering their most sacred liberties, the right to free speech and the right to free religious association, the right to speak biblical truth. Kayleigh Campbell-Layton is an outspoken Christian patriot who's been banned from social media platforms for refusing to compromise on the First Amendment, and she joins us now. Kayleigh, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Great. Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Of course.
I absolutely 100% agree with you. I think that what's going on right now is appalling. As a Christian in America, paying attention to this, even as someone who's Gen Z, watching everything play out within the last few months with the war and then seeing the repercussions of that within America, I still like constantly ask the question, why is it Jews that have this special treatment that like we can't talk about? Like, why does it have to be the Jews? There's no other race or religion that has so much protection like this. And none of the congressmen, none of the congresswomen, nobody is willing to answer the question as to why. Why are they great? Why are they our greatest ally? Why are they so protected? And why is nobody else? And when you look deep down into, you know, the connections that we have with Israel and how, you know, they're our greatest ally because of the fact that we're constantly sending them money and they're constantly infiltrating our government. It's just appalling to me, and it's mind-blowing that, you know, it takes people like you and I and everybody else within the movement to have to speak out about this. And when we do speak out about this, we're silenced. And it's very interesting that not your everyday person like notices it, because when people are speaking out about this kind of topic and they're instantly telling you that you're not allowed to talk about it, that should be your first red flag. That should be the first sign that what you're saying and how you're saying it is obviously correct, because they don't want you to talk about it. And then you have to ask the question, why don't they want you to talk about it? And it's just been very aggravating to see, you know, your average American citizen either blatantly just side with Israel because, you know, somebody gets on the news at 5 p.m. and says, hey, this is our greatest ally. We just have to trust them and screw all these other people because, you know, they're terrorists like we've been telling you for the last 20 plus years. And it's just, why is it so bad to suddenly not want like children dying? Like, that's just something as simple as that. Speaking out about something.
I have to say this. Yeah. I heard you mention, you know, our movement or people within this movement. And I think by that, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but you say the movement of noticing people questioning the exact questions that you just brought up. You know, why are these people so special? Why are they granted certain immunities to, oh, I don't know, carpet bombing kids? Why do we send, you know, billions and billions of dollars? Why are we funding the Iron Dome? Why does every congressional candidate or candidate for any elected position in this country have to put on a ridiculously embarrassing tiny hat and go French kiss a wall while they cry and sob and put on this big dramatic performance? Why are we doing all of this? Why are we not allowed to say, hey, there is an unprecedented overrepresentation of people who claim to be Jews inside of our government, both unelected bureaucrats and so-called elected officials that are making the decisions about how many children we go and bomb? Why aren't we allowed to do that? Well, I have to just say that inside of this movement that you're talking about, there are a lot of fakes. There are a lot of cowards. I actually posted after a space the other day that was hosted on X that they are. And I posted that because they silenced my microphone inside of this space. And maybe people don't always like my message or the tone with which I deliver it or the words or the semantics that I use when I'm talking about extreme accountability. These are war crimes. I mean, if there was a nation that was dropping bomb, go back to 9/11. Go back to 9/12, 2001. How did Americans unite? This was an attack. Okay, we could talk about this, the dancing Israelis, all of that. But just for conversation purposes, this was an attack that killed innocent Americans. We were so riled up. Toby Keith wrote a song about, you know, put a boot up your ass. It's the American way. Let's go to war. Let's go drop bombs. The military-industrial complex ginned up so much support for going over to the sand and just bombing the hell out of kids. Going into Fallujah and killing everything with a pulse and a heartbeat, including dogs and cats and kids and entire families just mowed down. Spending 20 years in Afghanistan teaching Pashtun tribesmen the importance of transgenderism and looking the other way while warlords raped little boys. And this is what we do. We have the most corrupt government on the face of the planet. This is what we're doing to other nations everywhere with this spreading democracy nonsense, which turns out to be some pretty dangerous and deadly, by the way. And if we keep doing this around the entire planet, why are we not as upset about the lives of these children, no matter what their faith or religion is, regardless if you support Islam? It doesn't matter. These are children of God. These are, Jesus Christ tells us about what happens to those who disturb or disrupt or hurt these little ones, okay? And so as Christians, why wouldn't we be equally as upset about carpet bombing sinners, because we are all sinners, of any color or creed or race? Why are we supporting? We have to support it, or you're pro-Islam. You're pro-Islamic radical terrorists. You're pro-Hamas. No, I'm not. I'm anti-killing kids. But these people in these spaces that are in this movement are falling short of what really needs to happen, which is extreme accountability. These are war crimes. These people need to be rounded up and they need to be put on trial in some sort of a military tribunal. And upon conviction, they need to be executed on a public stage. They executed Saddam Hussein. Why did they do that? Oh, was it ties to Al-Qaeda? No, spoiler alert, that was a freaking lie and it was fake. Was it weapons of mass destruction? No, that was fake too. So then when we invaded that country and started killing kids, we had to change the whole narrative surrounding that to spreading democracy, regime changes, and meddling in other elections like what we did in Ukraine in 2014. Violent insurrections, real insurrections, violent coups led by the CIA, funded by the taxpayer, stealing elections, silencing opposition TV channels, rounding up dissidents and putting them in prison or executing them. That's what Zelenko's regime is doing. But if we question that, where, by the way, dozens of taxpayer-funded, Pentagon-operated, CIA-overseen bioweapons labs, likely responsible for the release of the bioweapon that we know as a novel coronavirus called COVID-19, along with all of these deadly kill shot vaccine injections are probably ostensibly taking place there while they enrich all of these people like the Biden crime family, the Biden murderous pedophilic crime family. So I just have to say that I'm calling out a lot of people in this movement because they are falling short. They're using safe rhetoric. No, don't. You can't talk about exacting extreme accountability on these people. You can't talk about killing them. That's Fed posting. No, it's not Fed posting. It's the damn truth because these people aren't going to stop. They're not going to have a coming to Jesus. They're satanic. They're psychopaths and they're mass murderers. They're not going to just wake up one day and say, oh, well, I think we should just stop all of this. They're not going to stop until they're stopped. Do you think that's too extreme or radical for me to be saying?
I actually am very glad that you mentioned that, because starting off with the fakes within the movement, I think that the more we have that type of language that you just spoke, and the more that we are extreme about it, the more people are going to have to listen. Because obviously the message that, you know, like the soft-spoken, like nice kind of rhetoric that the fakes are sending within the media, that's not working, because it's almost manipulating people to think the opposite. And with the way that you just spoke, it's just it has to be laid down flat for people to understand truly what's going on. And especially with the amount of fake people that are in the movement, that's one of the things that I despise the absolute most. And it makes it so much more difficult for the actual truth to come through, because then you have your average everyday people seeing different types of messages and they're getting confused. And so they call us extreme and they think we're being radical when we're just laying it out flat. And especially the part where we're supposed to be Christians before even picking a right or a left. You know, at the end of the day, right and left does not matter when it comes to good and evil. And with the evil that we're fighting in this day and age, with the satanic, like, government in general, and just everything that is happening behind the scenes, that people almost know that it's happening, but they don't want to believe it. And the worse something sounds, the more likely chance that it's true. And I guess just inherently humans don't want to accept that, because just all of these terrible things going on, whether it's, you know, the government literally stealing children off the street and then grabbing them, throwing them in vans, and then selling them to different islands around the world, like, that's happening whether you want to accept it or not. And Fox News isn't going to go on the news and say that. And all of these things that, you know, the military brags about killing children and killing dogs and cats and entire families, that's just like highlighted. And our congressmen go on X and they brag about it and they're like, wipe them out, kill them all. And it's like, why is that accepting? And why should any average Christian sit by and think that not only is that okay to do, but that's okay to brag about? It makes me sick to my stomach, because I've always put my Christianity before choosing, you know, oh, I may vote for Trump, or, you know, the more right-leaning I am, my religion comes first. And my faith in God and my belief in Jesus comes first before any of this political crap.
Yeah.
And it's far surpassed right or left.
And don't forget, Trump kissed the same wall wearing the same embarrassing hat. Trump has the same puppeteers and the same paymasters that he has to satisfy, which is why he has surrounded himself in his orbit right up next to him with the very people who we're talking about that need to be facing extreme accountability. This country is in need of a revival. This country, a real one. This country is in need of repentance. We're a nation under judgment by God. And without repentance and without a revival, things look really dark. But in my soul and in my gut, I feel that coming forthwith, like swiftly. And I think that we're at the precipice of a major victory. You're welcome back anytime. Kaylee Campbell Layton, thank you so much for being here. God bless you.
Thank you for having me.
He is the life of parties he has never attended. If he were to punch you in the face, you would have to fight off the strong urge to thank him. Sharks have a week dedicated to him. He is the most interesting man in the world.
We say it all the time on this program. We don't have a government. No, we have a rogue, murderous corporate crime syndicate. We don't have any representation in Washington, D.C. But look around. Banks all over the place are collapsing. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. Biden says taxpayers won't pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? The Fed prints the money to cover the losses, which will cause more inflation, or they just get the money from the Treasury. Either way, you're paying for it. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Simple. Protect your wealth with physical gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now, just like I'm doing. I get my gold and silver from Goldco. Call them today, please, 855-706-GOLD. Learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Again, that number is 855-706-GOLD. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD. Heart disease and blood clots and strokes and kidney failure. You hear these things, you think death. These are all deadly, and all of them can be found on the back of an ibuprofen bottle as adverse events. On top of all of it, ibuprofen doesn't even get to the main cause of your pain and swelling problems. It's only temporary pain relief. It's only masking the true problem, which is inflammation. That's not a solution to your pain. Not only is it ineffective, it's expensive and downright dangerous, especially for seniors. That's why researchers are saying right now to add this Antarctic supernutrient to your diet. I'm talking about omega-3 fatty acids, but not just any form of omegas that you get with regular fish oil at the big box store down the street. No, these are omega-3 fatty acids sourced from wild-caught krill. The omega-3 content from krill oil has been shown to support healthy blood pressure, circulation, brain health, as well as reduce inflammation, swelling, and joint pain. In fact, it outperforms ibuprofen, Advil, and Tylenol, and it doesn't have all of those dangerous side effects that we just talked about. For a limited time, you can grab Native Path Antarctic Krill Oil for as low as $23 a bottle. Just go to StopMyInflammation.com right now and get your special offer for being a part of this crew, this family. Go to StopMyInflammation.com. Again, that's StopMyInflammation.com. Let's face it, our power grid is completely unstable, which means that our communications, your cell phone, is completely unstable. You ever have an outage? You go somewhere where there's no service? So between the massive illegal invasion of our country and the billions, of course, that we're sending out to other nations, our grid remains at risk every single day. Last year, an electronic substation had a sudden massive voltage surge. It left over 1 million homes without power and threatened the grid. How did this happen? This happened because of a simple rodent infestation. Look, the media won't tell you that we're so vulnerable to a grid collapse, but I will. Now, the way that you stay vigilant and prepared when emergencies like this happen, it's not just through stockpiling canned foods and making an end times bunker. No, you need to have a form of reliable communication that's also fast and easy to use. Rapid Radios provides an array of quality-built walkie-talkies, 4G LTE walkie-talkies, and emergency radios that get service everywhere, and they're made for everyone. Your kids and your grandparents can easily use this nationwide LTE walkie-talkie to stay connected with fast communication, no matter where you are. I use them on my boat. And these devices aren't just for emergencies. Like I said, me on the boat, your family taking them camping, as their compact design makes them great for travel. They're durable so they can handle tough conditions and keep you connected. Rapid Radios offers nationwide coverage with no monthly fees, no contracts, and unlimited use. You heard that right. Support American company Walkie Talkie. Nationwide usage, worldwide, wherever there's satellite service. These are talkies for emergency communication as well as for recreational communication. I highly encourage that you visit rapidradios.com and use my promo code STU for a big discount. Again, rapidradios.com, promo code STU. So after months of pro-Palestine protests and encampments in support of a ceasefire in Gaza, administrators at Columbia University in New York City have announced something. They have said that they're canceling the university-wide commencement ceremony scheduled for May 15th, and they're replacing it with smaller graduation ceremonies held by individual schools within the university. So all of this is happening as we continue to hear that there's some kind of a massive, unspecified security risk and a threat to human life that's spinning into this widespread public questioning of Israel. And now Columbia says it's just too dangerous to hold its traditional ceremony. And this is a characterization that we're not just seeing at Columbia, we're seeing it all over the country. Wherever these pro-Palestine protests sprout up, people are just in danger. Now, many, if not most, of these protesters are legitimate, and they're raising extremely valid concerns about Israel's treatment of the Palestinian people, an utterly massive civilian death toll in Gaza, and Israeli influence on not just American foreign policy, but American education policy. And of course, we believe that's a great thing, a good thing. But at the same time, these groups are being infiltrated by weirdo communists and professional protesters who caused a lot of people to discard the entire movement as the second coming of BLM. But a lot of other people are beginning to wonder exactly where do these crazed leftists come from? and whether or not someone or a group of someones is paying them to go onto college campuses and make Palestine supporters look like complete idiots or make them look dangerous. After all, the one major event that Columbia administrators are hanging their hats on and using as justification for shutting down protests and graduations alike is the occupation of the Hamilton Library, which New York City authorities have told the public was run not by Columbia student protesters, but by outside agitators. Radicals who've been getting paid to protest since before most of these students were even born. It's not like we haven't seen this before. Occupy Wall Street started out with people making very valid complaints against the elite financial institutions that plotted America's downfall and initiated the Great Recession. But by the time it was through, it had been infiltrated by political operatives and subversives. It had morphed into a bunch of freaks LARPing about a communist revolution while living in drug-addled, sex crime-ridden tent cities. You know, it's worth noting here. Infiltrators or not, the pro-Palestine side doesn't bear sole responsibility for instances of violence on college campuses. Contrary to corporate media and political depictions, there is a pro-Israel side that's often just as, if not more, militant than the pro-Palestine side. And it's widely believed to include IDF and Mossad operatives working on American soil in plain clothes to sow chaos. You remember the Jewish professor at Columbia who was all over the Fox News channel talking about how a bunch of liberal college students were about to revive the Nazi Party and take over America? His name is Shai Davidal. His home nation of Israel, he's rather well known as a violent protest agitator. How about that? As usually occurs when Israel enters the conversation, this entire situation has turned into a caricature of itself to generate maximum sympathy for the Zionists. John Miller has been noticing for quite some time, and he joins us now to discuss this in greater detail. I mean, how is this different than January 6th? How is this different than the Summer of Love in 2020 when we saw these Antifa, CIA-founded Antifa and BLM protesters? None of this is organic.
No, it's, I mean, you have Soros literally funding these protests. And isn't it funny that all of a sudden these protests become about the communists? They become about the anti-Americanism. It was almost as if it happened overnight. First, you had them saying, oh, well, you know, we actually support Israel bombing indiscriminately in Gaza. And then all of a sudden they realized that wasn't winning the PR battles. And so they come in with this narrative, oh, well, actually, they're anti-American. And you have these professional protesters go in, because I was wondering, I was like, where are these instances of violence? Where are all these people who are apparently arming Jews on campus? Because I hadn't seen any of them. And then, like you said, they showed one instance of the Hamilton Hall occupation, which wasn't even Columbia students. And then they go and they cancel their commencement. And that, if that doesn't tell you everything, Stu, that they canceled the commencement, the sole purpose of these academic institutions is to put students through a course of academic study so that they can matriculate and commence at a commencement. That is what the only thing that these universities are supposed to be doing. And these protesters, at least originally, said, well, in order to stop these protests, we just ask that you divest from Israel. We ask that you stop all of your investments. And they said, no, we're not going to do that. Instead, we're going to cancel commencement.
I have to ask, because it's a serious question. Where did this become anti-Semitism? Like, how did they take these, what I believe originally were very organic, hey, we don't support genocide. We don't support the indiscriminate bombing of women and children. So that position in and of itself turns into anti-Semitic Jewish hate speech? Can you make sense of this for me?
It's very clever what they've done. They've made a basically Jewish ethnostate so that they can say any criticism of anything that the state of Israel does. If you even want to criticize their politicians, if you oppose anything that Netanyahu does, we can now classify that as anti-Semitism. And so you are not allowed to oppose any Israeli foreign policy without being an anti-Semite. It's very smart. It's very clever. It's very insidious, because you are now all of a sudden kneecapped from criticizing anything, even if it's something absolutely absurd and inhumane and ridiculous and violent, like a genocide in Gaza.
Are there any, I was going to say elected representatives, are there any uniparty officials that have been installed into this fake government that are saying anything like what we're saying here, pointing out the obvious? Are there any truthful people left among the so-called elected officials or unelected bureaucrats within our government? Any?
There are. Unfortunately, there are people like Ilhan Omar and Rashida, what's her name? Rashida Tlaib,
yes.
Tlaib, yeah. You know, unfortunately, they're the only people saying that. Just as the protesters are the only people. You think I want to stand with a bunch of people beating drums, a bunch of weirdo, hippie, brown people beating drums? You think that's who I want to support? But they are the only people who are calling this out. They are the only people who are saying the right thing and who are actually bringing attention to the fact that Israel basically owns our government.
Oh my God, how inverted are we? Like, that Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib are actually standing on the right side of something? I mean, what is happening here?
And they have completely different reasons because they're literally not from America.
Right.
But they happen to be right on this. And that's undeniable.
Yeah, indiscriminately bombing kids is wrong. I don't care who you are.
Humanitarian convoys. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Right. And they're trying to drum up the support for their final campaign in Rafah. And this is getting in the way. These protesters are saying no, because you're going to displace all these people. You're going to bomb them. There's going to be probably 50, 60, 70,000 additional casualties. And if they're not dead, they're going to be removed from the area. So it's like, why would Americans, first of all, if you care at all, which I'm not even sure Americans should care, let them do whatever they want. But if you do care, then why would you support that?
I just want to reflect on something. I mentioned the Summer of Love 2020, BLM, Antifa, $12 billion in damage. They were burning down cities. You know, very, very anti-American sentiment was being, you know, and while that was happening, while they were damning America, these people, while they were saying that this is just such an oppressive, racist state that we're just, the axis of evil exists in the United States, right? There's images, put images on the screen. There's images of police officers bowing with these terrorists. They're literally taking a knee in the street for people who are burning down entire cities in the name of a career criminal, home invading, parasitic thug called George Floyd, who had white horses draw a white carriage and had Nancy Pelosi wearing a kente cloth that she has no idea what it even represents in the Capitol Rotunda. But now if you do the same against this foreign, secular, pro-genocide, pro-homosexual, vaccine mandate nation state called Israel, founded in 1948, the police come in and they absolutely f-ing crush you with batons and nerve agents, and they stomp all over you like the Gestapo. 30 seconds, final words.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the contrast is incredible. We're seeing these frat bros on campus protesting this, and they're saying, "Oh, they are just pro-America. They're saving the American flag." And it's like, okay, well, where were these people when the BLM rallies were happening? These BLM riots were happening? Where were these people when buildings were being blown up in the streets? Where were these people in academia when anti-white rage was all of the rage? Where were all of these people when all of that was happening? All of a sudden it's the state of Israel, and now they want to come and stand with the American flag. Don't you find that, to your first point, a little bit suspicious? Don't you find that a little bit interesting that now is the time, now that Israel is involved, is all of these people coming out into the woodwork saying, and now we're going to stand. And then, like you said, the police come in, and the police were kneeling for the BLM protesters. Israel gets involved, and the police decide to come in and barricade the doors and go up into the windows and spray rubber bullets and everything.
Yeah, I got to get to break. I'm up against this hard stop, but I will tell you this. That secular nation state of Israel has declared war on Americans. They're operating on a war using military style, apparatus to just crush Americans. They're here. They're on American soil. Weaponized the law enforcement system that they have hijacked now to crush Americans. More of the Stu Peters Show next. John Miller, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You know, a lot of people think they're ready for what's coming. Some world government roaming the streets of the United States, seizing guns from Americans, disarming you. A lot of people think, oh, when the deep state comes or the zombie apocalypse happens, I'm totally ready. In today's world, you have to be prepared for everything. It's not just an option, it's a necessity. When it comes to protecting my friends and family and ensuring that we're getting ready for any emergency, I choose American Reserves. With American Reserves, you're not just buying peace of mind. No, you're investing in high-quality, long-shelf-life emergency food, top-notch water filtration products, essential survival gear designed to keep you safe and your kids safe no matter what. In emergency situations, having these products will keep you and your family alive. I'm not overstating this. And I know the people at American Reserves. I love doing business with them because they're patriots. They're Christians. They care truly about your family's preparedness. So don't wait for the emergency to find you and your family unprepared. Visit AmericanReserves.com today. If you use the discount code STU, you'll get 10% off everything. Take the first step towards securing your family's safety with American Reserves. You're not just ready, you're prepared for anything. Again, AmericanReserves.com and use promo code STU. So let me ask you something. Are you dealing with any stress in your life? Everybody is dealing with stress. Believe me, in my personal life, I know a lot of things that stress me out. Stress is a common factor that affects everyone in today's fast-paced world, leading to various issues. What if the answer to better stress response is in a key nutrient? Magnesium. That's what I'm talking about. Actually, I'm specifically talking about Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers. This one-of-a-kind product is designed to reverse low levels of magnesium, which could be causing a multitude of other health problems. So what sets Magnesium Breakthrough apart is its ability to support healthy levels of stress hormones like cortisol, better balanced stress response in your nervous system and hormonal systems, and healthy production of GABA, the relaxing neurotransmitter that allows for more peaceful and better flow state. This means that this supplement acts as like a brake on your body's nervous system, helping them to calm and soothe themselves, promoting a better quality of life. But you have to get the right kinds of magnesium. The truth is, most magnesium supplements that you'll find in these health stores use only two of the cheapest synthetic forms. And since they're not full spectrum, they won't help your magnesium deficiency or do much to support your health. There are actually seven key forms of magnesium, and you must get all of them if you want to experience its calming, stress-balancing effect. That's why I only recommend Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers, because it's the only organic full-spectrum magnesium supplement that includes all seven of these unique and critical forms of magnesium for the best stress resilience and better sleep all in one bottle. Go to bioptimizers.com/Stu Peters. Again, bioptimizers.com/Stu Peters. In addition to the discount that you get by using the promo code Stu Peters, there's always amazing gifts with your purchase. That's why I also love shopping at Bioptimizers. Go now to bioptimizers.com/Stu Peters to get your Magnesium Breakthrough and find out this month's gift with purchase. Again, bioptimizers.com/Stu Peters. Attacks on Christians and Christianity are on the rise around the world, including right here in the United States. And these aren't just like judicial or legislative attacks. No, these are physical attacks with weapons, putting the lives of Christians at grave risk. Now, we've discussed on this program before this ethno-religious cleansing campaign, this genocide, the carpet bombing of innocent people being run by the Israelis right now in the Old City of Jerusalem. They have been using nerve agents and attack dogs and heavily armed Zionist radicals to displace Armenian Christians who've been there since the days of the Byzantine Empire, when the modern-day Israelis were still living in Eastern Europe. And those attacks aren't just isolated incidents. They're not just some one-off here and there. Just a few weeks ago, Bishop Marmari Emanuel was attacked in the pulpit of his Assyrian Orthodox Church in Sydney, Australia, by a knife-wielding Christ hater who we still don't have any details about. Now, miraculously, during that attack, the would-be assassin had a problem with his blade. It failed to open, so his first several attempted stabs became blunt object blows. Make no mistake, he was coming in for the kill. He had a clear path to the bishop, but Marmari Emanuel held up a cross as a shield of protection, and his life was saved. It's amazing. He did suffer wounds. He lost the use of one eye, but the problem with the blade brought enough time for his congregation to rise to their feet and take down the attacker. And now, closer to home, we have a similar story. This attack could have been even more damaging than a knifing. In the middle of a sermon at a church in North Braddock, Pennsylvania, on a Sunday, a man called Bernard Polite stood up, stormed to the front of the pews, and pointed a gun at Pastor Glenn Germany before pulling the trigger. But the gun misfired. It didn't go off. And the bullet intended for Pastor Glenn never made its way into his body. And much like in the attempted murder of Bishop Marmari, the attempted shooting was all captured on video. Now, after Bernard Polite failed to shoot Pastor Glenn, one of the church's deacons and the pastor himself subdued Polite, and worshipers called the police, and Polite was charged with aggravated assault and attempted murder. His bail was denied. Video footage of his attempted shooting is pretty remarkable. It's getting very hard for anyone to deny that as this continues happening, the Lord is extending his protection over Christians. Take a look.
I'm in a whole different kingdom than God. And God they chose. Jesus!
Jesus!
It truly is sobering to look at footage like that, and it should serve as a reminder to everyone just how powerful our God is. Wow. Amazing stuff. Pastor Mark Burns is here with us now to discuss this in greater detail. Mark, thank you so much for coming. We always appreciate having you.
Happy to be here, Stu. Always happy to be on your show.
Yeah. This is really, I mean, how can you deny the divine intervention in that pastor's death?
I mean, listen, you can't. I mean, this is clearly the hand of God over that man of God in the middle of his sermon, that an angel came down and protected him, caused that gun to jam and to cause him to not be able to shoot that pastor point blank. Very similar to Bishop Marmar's attacker, who, again, the blade did not come out for the first two jabs. And so it is clear that God is sending angels. This reminds me of the life of Job in Job 1, when God told Job, you can do anything to him, but you cannot kill him. But there was still a hedge of protection around the life of Job. And so I'm grateful that attacker was subdued. I mean, I'm a little shocked, though, that church didn't have any armed security guards there, because, again, the attacks on Christians in America has skyrocketed. I mean, since 2018, in 2023, there's been a report of 439 violent attacks against Christian churches in America. That is a 800% increase from 2022. So since Joe Biden took office, there's been a skyrocket of attacks against Christians and Christian churches because, I believe, of his lack of honor for God in America, his lack of honor for Christians, which is why he had the Transgender Awareness Day, Day of Visibility, on our most sacred day for Christians, on Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday. He could have easily move that day to another day. But, and I know those are going to argue it's always been on that day, but still, that was sacrilege to have that day of visibility, transgender visibility, that's something that is it's mental illness and is an evil from the gates of hell, to be rewarded and publicized and celebrated on the day that we as Christians represent and recognize the day of the resurrection of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. And so this just shows you the state of America and the violence that's against Christians here in this country.
Yeah. Let's not forget that this illegitimate pedophile who claims to be the president that was unlawfully installed in the White House partied with bare-chested trannies on the White House lawn. And you just let that sink in for just a minute. What does this say about the overall spiritual battle that's happening in our country right now? How concerned are you about this uptick? I mean, you mentioned 400 and some odd attacks, but you just look at this guy, how brazen he is walking into this church. And just, I mean, he seems to have no emotion at all whatsoever. He was absolutely there to murder this pastor in cold blood. Mm-hmm. And then when he was taken down, to your point, I can't believe that they didn't shoot or beat the hell out of this guy until he was dead and didn't take any more breaths. I mean, that would be responding to imminent great bodily harm or death with the justified use of deadly force. But I mean, what does this say about the overall state of our country? This is obviously a spiritual battlefield every time you step out of your front door.
Well, absolutely. I mean, again, demons are becoming more and more bold because Christians are becoming more and more cowardly and reserved in their defense against the enemy. This is a supernatural warfare. And I don't shy away from that whatsoever. I will be, by the blood of the Lamb, the next U.S. congressman from the 3rd Congressional District of South Carolina, if God gives me that honor and the honor of the people that vote me in. But I would never change or stop this belief that this is war against good versus evil. And the believers need to not be cowards, but louder against the evil that is coming against our nation. The laws that are contrary to the word of God, we need to push against it. And I don't care if they want to call it Christian nationalism. This nation was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. This is a Christian nation. And I don't care if that offends people, but the reality of it is light needs to be brighter than darkness, because where there's so much light, darkness cannot hide. But when the lights are dim, like they are becoming in America, and people are not bold enough to use their pulpit to open their mouth and be bold to speak against things like how evil it is for a grown man to wear a dress and to think he can go inside a female's bathroom or to be locked up in a female's prison and rape and pregnate other women while they're in prison in California, or to compete in female sports and think that is normal, or to mutilate children and to change their gender and think that that is okay and that we should get along with that and should be okay with the destruction of the traditional marriage in America. I mean, again, Satan never showed up on the scene in the book of Genesis until the first marriage was created. That's and only then. Then Satan's head popped up because he saw the destruction of his own self. It wasn't when God created the heavens and the earth. It wasn't when he separated the sea and the land. It wasn't when he separated the day and the light from each other, or the morning and the evening, or even when he created Adam. It was when God took a rib out of Adam and created man with a womb, a woman to birth children. That's when Satan shows up, because it is a caricature or the outward expression from our relationship with God and man. And Satan knew that. He saw the fall of his destruction with the birth, with the introduction of a woman to birth the child, which means the coming of the Messiah. Glory to God. The second coming of the coming of Jesus, Yeshua, our Messiah. So that's when he showed up. That's how important marriage and husband and wife, male and female, is to God. And yet we live in a society where here in America, they're destroying that very thing. And so the fact that people are losing their respect for God, the living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the fact that they're losing respect for him, that's why you send a violence of these crimes to take place in America. That's why you see people who are becoming emboldened to walk into a church in the middle of service, pull out a gun and shoot. Had that happened here in South Carolina at the Harvest Faith Center where I pastor, he would not have been walking out that day. He would have went to go meet his maker, because we are all loaded up here, and he would have been gone to see to meet his maker. And I'm again, he's alive, and that gives him an opportunity to repent and come to Jesus. But had that happened here, he would want to see God first before we'd ever know.
You mentioned Judeo-Christian values. I'm unfamiliar with that term. I don't know what Judeo-Christian means, but I agree that this was a country that was formed and founded under Christian values. Well, this Satan, who is our common enemy, no matter who you are, however you politically align yourself ideologically on the fake side of this aisle or that, there's this demonic oppression, this satanic grip on our country. And it has infiltrated the halls of Congress, where you are going to be going in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Now, when you get there, we just covered a story here just a few minutes ago on this Congress passing a bill that makes the New Testament illegal. It's considered hate speech. It's anti-Semitic. What do you make of that? Spreading the gospel, telling the truth about Jesus being illegal in this country and passed by so-called Republicans in our fake government.
Well, you know, I really have not examined that bill whatsoever, but what I'm hearing based off of things like you're saying and others have stated to me, if that is true, if it is true that that's in the law, where it is actually considered anti-Semitic to talk about Jesus and Jesus dying and rose again and talking about the New Testament, that absolutely is the coming in of the Antichrist, right? It's just that simple, because again, we know that Jesus is the truth, the life, that no man can come to the Father except through the Son. And to begin to outlaw that message, which is the gospel, which is the truth, which is the true message that will and only thing that can save this world, is to me the coming in of the Antichrist and the making Christianity illegal in this country, because Satan will do just that. The book of Revelation is very clear. We will go underground. We will be hiding. There'll be few of us. That's where the word remnant comes from, that we will be hiding and not able to speak the truth. And unless you accept the mark of the beast, you will not be able to buy food. You will not be able to buy products. You will be running from the law. And if you reject that notion, reject the mark of the beast, then your head will be cut off. And I pray, I've always prayed to be one of those Christians that will be bold enough to stand up against the evil that is coming. If that is true, then absolutely that is not of God. And I think that people can be masking anti-Semitism to destroy the message of Jesus Christ. We will always be bold in our faith. We will always speak that Jesus is the truth, the life, and that no man can come to the Father except through the Son, that he did die on the cross and rose 3 days later with omnipotent power still in his hand, and he is coming back again. And the Bible declares that the government shall rest upon his shoulders. And so I believe, and that's one of the reasons why I'm going to Congress. I'm going to be saying these things from Fox News, from Stu Peters' show, from anywhere that they would give me a microphone. MSNBC calls me the most dangerous candidate in this election cycle, because they know my mouth would not shut up. I am emboldened by the Holy Spirit to speak truth to power through the word of God and utilizing the word of God to push back any laws that are contrary to his word. That's my mission. And I believe I stand with millions of Americans like yourself who believe that too.
Yeah. NBC News just said that I was a, quote, dangerous individual. That's right before Facebook then, of course, and Instagram banned me for nothing. I don't post anything on there other than pictures of my kids. This is how I stay in touch with, you know, their boomer grandparents. They don't know how to use anything else. I think they still have their MySpace passwords.
Well, Stu, we got to be doing something right if we're being called dangerous people by liberal left media that's bought out and sold out by a evil demonic spirit. Then I think we are in good company. And I'm proud that they're calling me dangerous. I'm proud they're calling you dangerous.
Yeah, badge of honor. Carry the crucifix high and proclaim his name, Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. Christ is King. Another form of hate speech to say Christ is King. We'll never stop on this program.
Never.
And I know that you never won't either when you get to Congress. God bless you.
Never.
Pastor Mark Burns, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu.
We say it all the time on this program. We don't have a government. No, we have a rogue, murderous corporate crime syndicate. We don't have any representation in Washington, D.C. But look around. Banks all over the place are collapsing. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. Biden says taxpayers won't pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? The Fed prints the money to cover the losses, which will cause more inflation, or they just get the money from the Treasury. Either way, you're paying for it. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Simple. Protect your wealth with physical gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now, just like I'm doing. I get my gold and silver from GoldCo. Call them today, please, 855-706-GOLD. Learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Again, that number is 855-706-GOLD. Call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD. I'm going to ask you for your undivided attention, because I'm going to tell you about what could possibly be the most important life-saving supplement that I have ever talked about. It's called Cardio Miracle. Each serving of Cardio Miracle has a combination of over 50 high-quality ingredients, including a huge variety of fruits, vegetables, amino acids, and herbs, all of which come together to promote your body's ability to produce nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is so important for heart health. It helps to relax and dilate your blood vessels, which supports blood flow and circulation. And I love that you don't have to take this giant pill to get all of this nutrition. No, Cardio Miracle comes in a powder formula, so it's really easy to mix all day throughout the day into juice or water and take it at any time. That also helps to support mood regulation because it's a neurotransmitter. It's a neuromodulator in the brain. So it can support the release of serotonin and dopamine, both of which are really important and involved in mood regulation. Cardio Miracle also supports mental clarity, sleep quality, energy levels. It can even help with recovery after exercise. Nitric oxide is essential for so many functions in the body, and Cardio Miracle supports the production of nitric oxide, so you get many benefits from just one supplement. Please go to highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. I'm telling you, this could quite possibly be the most important supplement that I will ever talk about. Cardio Miracle. Go to highpowerheart.com.
What if I told you there was a hostile alien species that controls your appetite, sleep, and focus? Invaders that urinate and defecate throughout your body whenever they are hungry. We call them parasites, and they are the root cause of many health issues that result in pain, suffering, and death. The Purge is our solution. Purge Suddenly offers a unique blend of 17 detoxifying ingredients, including black walnut hull and wormwood, scientifically proven to not only kill parasites, but to destroy and flush them out. If you've never gone through a parasite cleanse or didn't do it the right way, our proven formula prepares you for a complete and total victory. Increased alertness, weight loss, and clear skin are just a few of the potential benefits customers have reported back. Kill the parasites, destroy their eggs, and build a big, beautiful wall inside your body to keep them out. It is time to purge suddenly. It's you or them. Make your move now.